Ephesians chapter number 1. And let's look at what the Apostle Paul has given to the church at Ephesus. And verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Boy, it sure is good to be in Christ. Amen. It sure is. It's better to be in than out. Yeah. You don't believe that? Ask Noah. Yeah. According as he hath chosen us in him. Before you can get chosen, you got to be in him before you get chosen. In him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Isn't it good to be accepted in the beloved? Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Now, let me pause and say something right here. A lot of different Bible translations out there and whatever. If your Bible leaves out through his blood, let me suggest you get one that's got through his blood in it. Because if you leave out through his blood, there is no redemption. There is no forgiveness of sin. If there's no blood involved, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. In whom we saved people have redemption. How'd we get it? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And let me say, his grace is one of the richest. One of the richest. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be here. I pray that you'd bless our time together. Thank you for our people, my people here that you've given me at this time, Lord, to pastor over. Thank you, Lord, for them putting up with me. And I thank you right now, Lord, that you have saved us, washed us in your blood, cleansed us. Somebody may be in this room right now that never has experienced that. And I pray before the day's over, before this service is over, Lord, they'd call upon you, ask you to come into their heart and life and save them before it's everlasting too late. And we'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Notice what verse 7 says. In whom we have, here's our word for the morning, redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Colossians 1:14 says something similar. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. A Roman said this, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, what is redemption? What is redemption? Redemption means to purchase or to buy back something that originally belonged to the purchaser. Redemption. God could not decree salvation unto man. He had to buy salvation for mankind. Redeem this world from sin and strife. How does God bring us to himself? In the Bible, he uses the process of redemption. In the Old Testament, whether you start in Genesis, you go to Exodus, Leviticus, all the way through to the maps, you will find one thing that is common, and that is the process of redemption. God wanted to buy back, bring back mankind unto himself, and he calls it redemption. Whether Genesis through Revelation, the theme is redemption. We owed a debt that we could not pay. He paid a debt that he did not owe. That's why we sang the song, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain. He washed us white as snow. Don't get excited. Stay in your seat. We're just talking about through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, you have been redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever. I Redemption. The first time you find the word redemption is in Genesis chapter number 48. The law of first mention. Jacob, an old man, has these boys, and he brings them in Genesis 48, and he tells him that God hath redeemed unto himself of people. Talking about the nation of Israel. Now, nobody's getting excited about that, because I don't either, because that's talking about the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. God redeeming himself a people out of the Old Testament. The nation of Israel, God's redeemed people. Think about this. In the Old Testament, think about this. The nation of Israel, a free people. They go down to the land of Egypt. They become slaves in the bondage of Pharaoh and Egyptian bondage. And God himself sends a deliverer named Moses. Moses comes and delivers his people, and it's through the blood. He said, you put the blood over the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And the nation of Israel was redeemed by blood. They walked through on dry ground out of that city and out of that place. They walked through on dry ground and wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, and then they went over into the promised land. That's the nation of Israel getting redeemed, getting bought back out of the hand of the enemy. Amen. You're saying that doesn't do anything for me. That's Israel. That's the first time it's mentioned in Genesis 48. The last time it's mentioned is in Revelation 14, where it says, and they sung a new song. Amen. Who sung a new song? The redeemed, blood-washed, New Testament, hallelujah, where we've been redeemed, bought back from the original purchaser, hallelujah. Oh, you got a place in the Bible. Oh, yes. To redeem means to buy back. Suppose that a little boy made him a boat. He made him a boat handmade by this little boy. He took it out to the creek. And he began to run that boat, see if it'd float. It started floating. The current picked up, and that boat carried it off, or that current carried that little boat off. And the boy rushed out into the creek, trying to get his boat back. And he lost it to that current. About 3 months later, he's going down the street, walks by the toy store. He looks, he says, that looks like my boat in the window. He goes in and says, hey, that's my boat. The owner says, that's my boat. No. You look on the bottom. I got my initials on the bottom of that boat. The owner says, son, I don't know where you think you made this, but I come across this. Somebody brought it in here. I give them good money for it. And this is my boat. And if you want this boat, you're going to have to buy it. If it's yours, you're going to have to buy it back. And the boy forked over the money to buy his own boat back. You say, what's that a boy in a boat got to do with me at Holy Hills Baptist Church this morning? Well, I'm glad you asked. God made man in his own image, after his own likeness, put his initials in that. Adam fell, sin in the garden. And God, by nature of sin, a sinner by nature, sinner by choice, sinner by birth, lost that image. And at the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came and bought back man who originally belonged to him, but he bought him back. It's called the process of redemption. Redeemed. That's why we sing the songs that we sing. Redeemed. Oh, my friend, saved, sealed, delivered. Ephesians says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. There's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. I was preaching at a place last night. I didn't realize it, but there was a row of Roman Catholics back there. I did not know. Y'all know me. I didn't realize. Sometimes I say stuff, and there was a row there. The preacher didn't tell me they were there, and I'm glad he didn't. Row of them. I'm just honored that they would come and drive a good ways to a revival service. I got up there and I got, going and I said, boy, I'd preach to the Vatican if they'd listen. And the preacher said, well, some of them are here. I said, well, hallelujah. One mediator between God and man. It's not Mary. It's not the Pope. One mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We quote this verse all the time in Psalm 107 verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But the rest of the verse says, who he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, when we say, we don't do this as often as we should. But a lot of times old Sunday nights we'd say, hey, has anybody got a word of testimony? I'm not talking about test of baloney. Now some people testify and it's a bunch of baloney. Woo! I'm not talking about test of baloney. I'm talking about a testimony. About how you got saved. We're not concerned about when you stumped your toe and you saw a great light and you ate too much pepperoni pizza before you went to bed and the angel came and sat down on your bedpost and crowed all night long. No, we talking about when you got saved, when you were redeemed.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And somebody'd stand up and say, hey, preacher, I remember. I remember when I was lost, dead in my sin, out there in the dump, out there in the ditch. I couldn't save myself. Jesus Christ came to where I was, redeemed me out of my sinful state, brought me up to his level, and I've been saved ever since. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who hath been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You said, who come up with this redemption stuff anyway? I'll tell you, God instituted redemption. Who designed this redemption plan? Oh, it's God Almighty. It starts with God, it'll be in the middle with God, and it'll end up with God. In the Old Testament, when something needed to be purchased, when something needed to be claimed, when something needed to be bought back, delivered, set free, God says you can do it by the process of redemption. In the Old Testament, you could redeem land. You could redeem land. You could buy back some land that belonged to someone. You could purchase labor, have a servant. Maybe on the auction block, you would purchase a servant through the plan of redemption. You could buy back an inheritance. Let's say this, an example. Let's say your father has passed away and he left you inheritance that was in debt. And you didn't have the money to get this inheritance out of debt. And so the government takes that inheritance over. Unless you can find someone that was willing and has the means. You know, I'm talking about greenback. Somebody that was willing and has the means to buy back your inheritance and give it to you. It's called a kinsman redeemer. Someone in the Old Testament that could buy back. You say, preacher, why? Why did he lose his inheritance? Because his daddy didn't do it right. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with us? Adam is our daddy. Adam didn't do it right. He lost our inheritance. Our inheritance is in debt. We can't pay it. It belongs to us. We can't pay it. We don't have enough money to pay it. But we can get it if we have somebody that is willing.
Amen.
Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You got to find somebody that's willing. And you got to find somebody that's rich enough that can pay it off. Woo! I think Jesus is willing. He's in the right bloodline. And he went to the cross and he said, I'll buy it all. That, my friend, is redemption. The last Adam brought back what we lost through Adam. The last Adam, Jesus Christ, paid the price, fulfilled the law, shed his blood, cleaned out the cemetery, ascended into heaven, claimed our eternal redemption, baptized me into the body by the sweet Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. God bought it back through the process of redemption. In Christ, you get everything that Adam lost plus a whole lot more. You get some to boot. Not only have I gotten back what I lost through Adam, I've got a whole lot more waiting on me. You say, preacher, are there any examples of this in the Bible? Oh, I'm glad you ask. There's a lady in the Old Testament. Her name is Ruth. She was a Moabitess girl. She was a Gentile. She had married a Jewish husband and he died. Naomi, her mother-in-law, her husband died, which was Jewish. The whole inheritance of the family was going down, was in debt, didn't have any way of surviving. Didn't have anybody. And Ruth said, or Naomi said, Ruth, the only thing I know you'd do is go back to the Moabites and do best you can is all I know. Ruth said, Where you lodge, I'm a lodging. Where you go to church, I'm going to church. Your God's going to be my God. Naomi, where they bury you, they're going to bury me right there. I ain't leaving, I'm staying with you. Naomi says, well, the only way you can do that is find somebody that's willing. And they have to be in the right bloodline. And they got to have a lot of money. Ruth said, well, we might try to find somebody, surely. I'm going to go glean in some of these barley fields. I got to eat somehow. She's out there gleaning in the barley fields. You know, farmers in the Old Testament, here's the, you want to know your welfare? Here's your welfare. It's workfare. Y'all ready? The farmers, Old Testament, Ruth. That ground was square, but them farmers would cut the corners off. When they come, they cut the corner off. The corner, there's four corners. That was for the poor people and the orphans and the children didn't have enough money. If you want it, there it is. We cut the corner off for you. There it is. Come get it. If you don't, stay at home and starve. That's the way it ought to be today. Come pick it. Now, I can tell that's going over real good. That ain't politically correct, but it sure is got a lot of Bible on it. And who cares about being politically correct when you can be right? Cut them corners off. Here come Ruth. Moabite. Gentile. Here she come. Got her. Oh, she's a. There's a guy on an international tractor. Maybe a John Deere tractor. Is that helping anybody? We got some John Deere men in here. We got some international in here. We might have some few cases in here. I don't know what he was driving. But Boaz was driving his tractor. He looked over and went. Looked in the rearview mirror. He pulled over there. Just like he's passing by, you know. Hey, what's your name? You must be tired because you look like you just fell out of heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. Boaz dropped his cell phone out of the tractor. Ruth picked up his cell phone for it. And Boaz, before he handed it back, Boaz said, go on, put your number in there before you hand it back. It's in there. You just got to read it. It's in there. All joking aside, he was a Jew. He was in the right bloodline. He had the money. And he was willing. And he bought Ruth's inheritance. And he became her kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
That's what happened to you, ladies and gentlemen. Me. In that New Testament, the Jews were outcasts. We were born on the other side of the covenant, on the wrong side, if you will. But the Jews nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. That swung wide the door for the whole Jew, Gentile, bond or free to come. Let every man come. Whosoever will, let him come. Take of the water of life freely. I'm thankful this old Gentile boy born didn't have enough money to get my own inheritance out of debt. Jesus said, he that had come to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
He bought the debt, paid the debt, and made me free.
Amen.
You say, is there any other examples in the Old Testament? Oh, I'm glad you ask. There was a fella. He was a preacher. I know it's 12 o'clock. Hang on. Just in case somebody was wondering. There was a fellow in the Old Testament. His name was Hosea. He was a preacher. And he's going to go find him a wife. God says, okay, you need to go down where they're selling the slaves down there this afternoon. You need to go down there and get one from there. I can't get one from there. Everybody, the community, you know what the community will say?
Right.
Yeah. They're going to talk about me. If they talk about you, they'll give somebody else a rest. Hey, they're going to talk about me. Lord, I can't go down there. I can't be seen down there. You go down there. Oh, he went down there. There was a woman on the auction block. Her name was Gomer. Gomer. And, hey, let me tell you about this real quick. Men were sold for about 20 pence. 20, and women were sold for 30 pieces. 20 pieces, Joseph, Old Testament, his brother sold it for 20 pieces. That's what men went for. Ladies, you ought to be shouting, you go for more than men. They got ready to sell a woman? It's 30 pieces silver. Gomer was going for 15, half price. She wasn't even going for what was the going rate. Folks, don't feel sorry for Gomer. You was in the same situation. You wouldn't have brought what you, hallelujah. You wouldn't have brought but about half price. Nobody's a bidding on her. Who'll give me? Eric had to come do it. Who'll give me? They was a doing it. Nobody's a bidding. Hosea said, I'll give you 15 and raise you 15. Don't get excited. Don't worry about it. It's a slow-moving train. It'll come around in a minute. I'll pay 15. And the other 15 come from what he extra bought, barley and something else. It equaled 15. It was 30. He bought the lady for 30. And everybody's going, this man has lost his mind. He bought her. He could have got her for 15. He bought her for 30. Full price.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey. She got her hands tied behind her back. Hosea goes over there. Says, hey, we're going home. She said, where are we going? We're going to my house.
Yeah.
She said, well, I know you bought me to be a servant. What do you want me to do when I get there? You want me to wash dishes, start cleaning the house? What do you want me to do? Oh, Hosea took out his pocket knife.
Yeah.
Cut her hands free.
Yeah.
Said, you can do anything you want to. Yeah. You're free.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 You don't have to do anything if you don't want to.
Right.
I just bought you. Won't you go home with me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not going to be made to do nothing.
Right.
You can serve me if you want to.
Amen.
Don't have to. He ain't going to make
you. Amen.
Right. Serve him because you want to.
Yeah. Amen.
You're free. Yeah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen. Yeah.
God ain't going to make you serve him. He ain't got your hands tied behind your back. He ain't going to make you. If you want to, hey, for him doing for me what he done for me, I want to. And if you don't want to, then your want to needs to get right so you'll want to.
Amen.
I just don't want to serve it. Well, you better think hard, long and hard about this message because you've been redeemed, not by corruptible things, but as silver. Go, try to first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the word of God, I think somewhere in there. Woo! Redeemed. Redeemed. You say, preacher, Jesus was betrayed for 30 pieces. Silver. That was the going rate for a woman. Why? Joseph in the Old Testament got sold for 20 because it's the going rate for the man. Jesus, a man, went for 30. A going price for a woman. Y'all ready? What's Jesus Christ going to the cross for? To get a bride. Hallelujah. He going to get a bride.
Amen.
Say, who is it? It's the saved, blood washed, bought, redeemed, washed in his blood, saved, sealed by the Holy Ghost. Redeemed. Redemption. In whom we have redemption. Through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. You say, preacher, is there another definition of redemption? Yep, I ain't got time to deal with it today. But I can tell you this. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God until the day of redemption. There's part of you hadn't been redeemed yet. When Jesus saved me, boy, I'm telling you, he come on the inside. Clean. There's still part of me. He's still working on me. And he's coming. And when he comes, he's going to redeem the rest of me. Be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. The last trump. Dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be called up together and meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Redeemed. The process of redemption. That's what happened to you. If you're saved in the room, that's what happened to you. If you're lost in the room, that's what can happen to you. Let's stand all over the building. Heavenly Father, I pray this.